Hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Friday show, we always try to do a really good show on Friday because we know, like, the traffic gets bad on Friday. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. Maybe you were stuck in traffic. Now I'm making you think about traffic. Sorry about that, but we got a great show for you. Second hour, Jimmy will be here, and we'll do weird questions with Jimmy Akin. We're going to do it live. It's not a pre-record. It's Jimmy will be with us live, and he's got a bunch of weird questions, and I intentionally have not read them yet because I like to be surprised by the weirdness. This hour, Rose Sweet is with us. And you can probably hear in my voice the joy that Rose Sweet is here. We're going to talk about do-it-yourself marriage preparation. Rose, of course, is a life coach herself and an expert on divorce and annulments for Catholics and marriage in general, and also just a really cool cat. Hi, Rose.
Hi. Thanks for having me again.
It's always so good when you're here. It's the only time that we have to kick half the women in the apostolate out of the studio before we do the show.
Why?
Because everybody comes to visit you. We don't.
Aww.
You know, everybody wants to, oh, Rose is here. It's
well, like, we have fun here, don't we?
I do. I have fun when you're around. Yeah. Did you like our conference, by the way?
Oh, I love the conference. And let me just say, whoever did not get to go this year, please sign up right now. Isn't there still a discount or some early bird thing
going to
be
is.
Offered? Yes. The food is good. The conversation is stimulating. The speakers are fabulous. And you're not paying me to say this. It is the highlight of my year.
I didn't know. I thought maybe there was a misunderstanding and you thought there was a check coming.
No. I love the Catholic Answers Conference. Yeah. I love it.
And our guests were so good. Simone Riscala was fantastic. And then Dr. Lawrence Feingold
yes.
was fantastic. It was
yes.
wonderful.
Yes.
And of course, Bishop Papraki, who sang Led Zeppelin.
That was so great. So great.
The number is 888-318-7884. Maybe you have marriage questions, preparation questions for yourself. Maybe you're approaching marriage. Maybe for the kids, other relatives, folks that you know. 888-318-7884. So how does the eclectic mind of Rose Sweet think about do-it-yourself marriage preparation?
Well, there are lots of wonderful marriage preparation programs all across the country, mm-hmm. lots of different ones that are fabulous. But if you can't get to one, or if you think you don't need one, or whatever the case is, there are some certain important questions you can ask yourself and your future intended to get yourselves more ready for an appropriate and proper consent to marriage.
Ah, so that's what you put together for us. Things
yes.
that you can ask yourself and your intended.
Yes.
That's it's a little bit old-fashioned, the word you're intended.
But I love
it. Do the kids know what you're talking about when you say you're intended?
Well, you know what, though? Let's bring some of that back. Do we have
know,
to throw all
right.
the babies out with the bathwater?
Right. We need to bring back some of that old-fashioned stuff.
No,
I'm going to get one of those twirly mustaches.
Ooh.
Woo. All right. Tell us what you thought of. What do you got for
okay.
us?
Okay. So, you know, we know that Jesus is the bridegroom of the church, and we are all his bride. And
Amen.
So marriage has a special meaning in the Catholic Church. It's not just a human construct. We know that. And from the words of Christ, our beloved St. John Paul II drew together through his scripture study four marks of the way Jesus loves his bride, four different ways, specific ways that Jesus the bridegroom loves us.
Ah.
And he loves us freely, fully, faithfully, and fruitfully. And I break these four down in a way to ask a series of questions. You know, am I really approaching this person and this possible marriage free? Free
oh.
of fear? Free
okay.
of an agenda? Am I afraid that I'll never have kids and I'm 38 years old and my eggs are all drying up and, you know, I got to marry this guy because nobody else is coming along? That fear gets in the way of a free consent mm-hmm. to marriage. It doesn't mean you're going to have an invalid marriage, but it means that you could have troubles down the way, because your fear always blinds us, right? You agree with that?
Yeah. Yes.
So fear blinds us from making a proper decision to marry. So are you entering this marriage free of fear and agendas, pressure? Does your dad really have a shotgun? And are you pregnant? I mean, this does still happen nowadays.
Right. Yeah. And so a person who's pregnant, for example, even if there is no shotgun, that's an extraordinary psychological pressure.
Huge.
Yeah.
And there's guilt and shame and all kinds of
right.
things that can confuse and darken the intellect and get in the way of a really free choice for marriage.
Okay. Free Wait, I just got to review the four of them. Free, full, faithful, and fruitful.
Yes.
All right, so full.
So we did free, so let's talk about full.
So Jesus freely gave himself for us.
Jesus said right in Scripture, no one takes my life from me. I go to that cross for you, my bride, freely. Nothing is compelling me. I am freely going for you.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's our model, both husbands and wives.
It's always Jesus for both of us. Okay, full. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly, have it to the full. So are you prepared to fully give of yourself? Or do you want to create a prenup? And I know they're ideal in my life coaching with a lot of Catholics who want to do prenups.
Really?
They have amassed a fortune. Maybe they're getting married later. They want to protect some of their property and assets. They do not want divorce. But they're afraid if it happens, they'll lose something real valuable. So they drop an legal agreement to keep it separate the entire life of the marriage.
Wow. And that does seem like an impediment to Christian marriage.
Well, there's not a full trust there.
Right.
And there's not a full giving of self and everything that comes with self, including your pocketbook.
Yeah, right.
And I know one marriage that it sadly ended in a divorce after about 4 years, but she had children from a prior marriage. He had children, Catholics, got married in church. And she kept her money separate and paid for the tuition for her kids and would not pay a dime out of her money for his kids. And it just was insane.
Yeah, so, right.
What are we withholding? Now, ladies, I am not talking about hiding the Macy's bags in the trunk of your car from your husband. Because
you're accepting the things you do.
Yes.
The things other people do,
yes.
No problem. But the stuff you do.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
No, I can't accept that.
Okay.
You need to talk about the Macy's
bag.
That
may be true for you.
I don't say that.
I know. We know that's relativism. No, bad.
Right.
Okay. So what are you holding back? Is there something about your past, something about you that you're hiding so that you can move forward and get the goods of marriage without risking losing it? So are there secrets, you know, what's holding you back?
Right, right. Okay. So right. Keeping secrets, not being willing to share fully all the material goods.
Right. Remember I talked about the first one is fear. Fear. All four of these, they get damaged by fear.
Okay.
Consent is really damaged by fear. So what are you afraid of opening up yourself completely and totally, even until some kind of death? Because that's what Jesus did for us. So free, full. Now let's talk about...
How many kinds of death are there? What do you mean some kind of death?
The death
you
of
mean
a
until
friendship.
You die.
The death of... death.
Oh.
The death of... I have a sense of security when I own this property. I have financial security.
Oh, and you don't want to die to that.
And if I open it up and share it with you legally, that's part of that perceived mm-hmm. security dies in me.
Right.
It's all an emotional stuff, but... this is how people think, good Christians and good Catholics.
Right, yeah, I see that. Okay, very good.
Okay, so free, full, faithful. Okay, I know a lot of people get worried that if their sex life goes down the tube or if he or she gains weight and they're not satisfied in that area, they might have a right to get some kind of satisfaction outside the marriage. Maybe it's not a total belief, but it's a partial belief. And usually it takes a while for this to play out. But fidelity isn't just about sexual fidelity. It's about who comes first, your spouse or your mom or dad. Are your mom and dad still giving you money? And are they still calling the shots on what you do and your spouse comes really second to them? Or have you elevated the children to a high level in the family? To where the spouse takes a back seat and you're not faithful to the spouse?
Oh, that's a kind of unfaithfulness. I see what you mean, yeah.
That's really unfaithful.
Right.
Because you're saying, you're putting the child and their affection as your number one source of love and affection because you know all his faults or you know all her faults and he's there, but he is not number one. That's a form of infidelity. So,
okay.
You know, these beautiful truths, these simple four things from Scripture, they require us to go a little bit deeper and spend the time in really thinking about what are we bringing into this situation and what's affecting our ability to see clearly.
All right, so free, full, faithful.
Last one, fruitful.
Oh, I was going to do it. What? You jumped on my line.
Well, right. You know what?
Fruitful. Jesus' giving of himself to his bridegroom, the church, is fruitful. It produces fruit.
Life, an abundant life.
Yeah.
And there is a growth and a renewal in all kinds of life. And without that kind of love, and we don't get that kind of life. And we were talking about death before. You know, when you close yourself off from somebody, new life can't be produced.
Right.
So fruitful is really an openness, a deep trust and openness. You can still have a little fear in the background because we're all like that. But you're really willing to open yourself up and receive whatever life gives you and that other person gives you. And you're willing to allow the Holy Spirit to bring life out in you from that openness, that open receptivity. And St. John Paul II called it, he loved us women, and he said we have feminine genius in that regard. We are very quick, usually, if we're not damaged, emotionally damaged, to be receptive, to receive uh-huh. others.
And also receptive to new life.
Right,
That it's important that marriage include that receptivity.
Right, and a lot of people get married and maybe one wants kids and the other one isn't really sure, but they don't really talk about it. They just hope it'll go away or hope it'll change.
Right. Then now we're in for pain and struggle.
Big pain. And I remember my father, who married in the 1940s, told me a painful story when I was an adult. He had a first marriage. And it was weird. What? She, when it was still illegal, she aborted at least two of their babies that he knew about. And she absolutely did not, she was not open to life. And he knew that going in, and he thought he could change her.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So it ended very painfully.
So these are questions to ask ourselves, but also to ask ourselves about our intended,
yes.
which is my favorite old-fashioned word to
yes,
use now.
Yes, me too.
Am I freely giving myself? Is this other person freely giving themselves? Do I know that there are reasons this person is entering into this relationship that aren't healthy or free? Am I willing to fully give to this other person, to share the whole of life? I think that's more or less a description of marriage, isn't it?
Yes.
Sharing of the whole
yes,
of life.
Yes, 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 beautiful.
Am I going to be faithful? Is this other person going to be faithful? Is the other person capable of being faithful?
Yes.
Am I capable of being
yes,
faithful?
Yes, capacity is different than intent.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. And then fruitful.
Very
Are we both
good.
Willing to be fruitful? Oh, I'm looking at the notes. I'm cheating right
That's
now.
Okay. You can cheat.
The number is 888-318-7884. I'd love to talk with you. And Rose would love to talk with you about marriage prep. The title of this hour is Do It Yourself Marriage Prep. That is, as much as there are these beautiful programs and all these, the truth is there has to be a conscious choice. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to do the things consciously that we need to do to prepare? So, I mean, in a certain sense, all of it is do it yourself, in the sense that I know there's people that go to the, whatever it is, the pre-Cana or the encounter weekend and all that. It's like a rock just bouncing off the forehead, you know, or it's not, because there's not a willingness to do it.
There's not a receptivity. There's not an openness. Yeah. There's a fear. There it is. There's a fear that if I listen to what the church has to say, I might have to give up something that I don't want to give up.
Yeah.
But I need the permission slip from the church to get married in the church, because my mom would really hate me if I didn't get married in the church. So I'm here at pre-Cana, and it's like, when's cocktail time?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But it's perfectly Catholic to ask, when's cocktail time? But
it
that
is.
Doesn't mean that you... 888-318-7884. We're talking about marriage prep. You want to talk about it in your own situation, maybe a situation of a family member, a friend, a child, a grandchild, whoever. 888-318-7884. Rose Sweet is our guest. We'll be right back with your calls right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at Catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass live every morning at 8 Eastern and provides you with daily readings to follow along and enrich your experience. To be sure you don't miss out on the daily Mass or to get access to previous recordings, we can send a link to your email inbox every day. It's easy. Visit EWTN.com and click subscribe. EWTN, the Global Catholic Network.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour, Rose Sweet, in studio with us. If you've got a question for Rose about marriage preparation, you're very welcome here, 888-318-7884. And by the way, the Christian faith, the Catholic Church, has a great deal of wisdom within it regarding marriage, much of it taken from the teaching of Jesus himself, as Rose just demonstrated. But you don't have to be Catholic or Christian to call if you have a question about marriage or marriage preparation or how to be properly disposed to marriage and find out if the other person is properly disposed to marriage. You're welcome as well. We'd like everybody to have a happy marriage. And we Catholics actually believe that, we enter into sacramental marriage because Jesus made it a sacrament, but it's the only one of the sacraments that also has a natural form that completely predates the life of Christ on earth.
That's right. That kind of marriage, that free, full, faithful, fruitful movement of the human heart is written in man and woman's nature.
Right. There it is, right in our nature. Mm-hmm. And so if you'd like to talk with Rose, who has thought a lot about these things, and I know from personal experience, works really hard on being a good friend of Jesus, you are a welcome call, 888-318-7884. Not that it's always work to be a friend of Jesus. I mean, he is a very delightful friend as well.
Yes, he is. But some people think he's scary because he has rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But right? It's so funny because there are so few rules, actually. I mean, it's not like, Jesus got all these rules, like you can't murder anyone. Well, were you going to murder someone? why is that?
But that's not the point.
Yeah, right.
I should be free.
Yes, right. I should be free. Yeah, that's right. Fair enough. Right. Again, 888-318-7884. Sorry, all the lines are full, and I'm sitting here chatting, and we want to go to the...
Should we go to the lines, or what about that thing on your desk, or save it for later?
Oh, did you want to ask me about this?
Yeah, what is that thing on your desk?
That's called Why We're Pro-Life. That's the new book being given away. Hopefully a million copies given away by Catholic Answers to, people who have a pro-life ministry, people who do sidewalk counseling, mm-hmm. people who are... Or the pastor of a parish, anybody who got a school, these are a very simple way of communicating to other people why we're pro-life.
You know, what a good idea. It's almost Thanksgiving, and you know how everybody comes together with their family, and sometimes there's political arguments, and if abortion pops up, why not get one of these and be more prepared, right?
Yep. And that's the main thing, is you can prepare yourself by reading it.
Thank you.
You were probably prepared already, but...
Well, I was. I was introduced as a young woman. My mom was in the pro-life movement back in the day.
Me too. My mom was too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What great moms we got.
I know.
888-318-7884 is the number. 888-312. Also, my mom wouldn't let us eat grapes.
What?
Because Cesar Chavez was boycotting grapes at a certain point.
Well, you know what? She was sensitive and trying to be responsible.
Yeah, she was very responsible. She's a good egg, my mom. Robert in Las Vegas, Nevada. You have to say Nevada. Don't say Nevada to people from Nevada. Listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Robert, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Rose Sweet, love your books. I've been through your divorce recovery program.
Thank you, Robert.
Pardon me?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Jeez, you're a real hero. I've obviously gotten remarried. Not obviously, you would have known that, but I got remarried several years ago. And it's been, my wife has become semi-disabled. and we had a child around the same time. And so I know she's dealt with postpartum a lot, and her physical disabilities, her body's not the same anymore. But how would you advise a couple to stay faithful? And then I feel like a jerk for saying this. I told your screener this. It's been several years since the wife and I have done anything. She doesn't like to cuddle. She doesn't like to hold hands. She doesn't like to do anything at all. Anything. And so I'm still relatively young. I miss the romance. I miss the dancing. I miss going out and having adventures. But I also miss the physical intimacy, which is no longer there. I do struggle now. I'm finding myself, it's been 3 years, I'm struggling a lot. I'm going to confession, trying to figure this out, but I feel like, how do I stay faithful? Because I've been the victim of a spouse, well, I've been in a marriage before where the spouse was unfaithful, and now here I am, and I'm tempted, or I'm in despair, and I'm depressed about it.
Robert, thank you for being, you're the hero for saying this out loud in a public forum. Because you speak for a lot of people, and you are being faithful by sticking with her and not having succumbed. Here's what's happening. You know that a lack of desire for physical or sexual intimacy is a symptom. It's not the real problem. There are deeper roots, and that's what we have to uncover. You know, we are mind, heart, body, and soul. And all of that composite, all of those are affected by trauma. And it sounds like your wife has experienced some kind of trauma, and parts of her want to be intimate, but parts have shut down out of protection and fear. So it sounds like, if you haven't already, I would offer her some counseling with somebody who understands the mind, heart, body, soul composite and help her get to the root of it rather than say, you know, you need to be more affectionate with your husband. You can't just say that. The real issues have to be uncovered and brought to the light and healed. And the same thing with you, Robert. This is a trauma for you. You are being rejected in your own marriage by your spouse. This is trauma. Now, what you do with it can lead you to sin or lead you to even deeper holiness. And I would say also there are parts of you that want to be faithful and considerate and compassionate, and parts of you that have unmet desires. Who's going to be in charge of those parts? It's like you have a lot of people, the committee in your head, sometimes they say. What you'll need is for your core self to rise up and take charge and nurture yourself and talk to yourself and in coaching or counseling or something. I know I can go on and on about this, but there is hope for both of you. And since you do know me, after the show, reach out to me and I'll see what I can do to help both of you.
All right, thank you. I'll just go on to your website, right?
Yes, please.
RoseSuite.com.
Right. Thank you very much for your advice, Rose.
Yes, thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for that call. As I said, we got all the lines open. I mean, all the lines full, so I want to make sure that I continue to move.
Can I say one thing? I think please. It's real important for everybody. When we experience any kind of rejection or abuse or overwhelm or any kind of traumatic thing that triggers emotion in us, the first thing that the human person is designed to do is seek safety and soothing. So it's very normal he wants to go to a safe place where he's not carrying this burden and find some kind of soothing. But that's not the answer. You know, kids want to go get candy. And mom goes,
kids.
I know. But mom or dad says, no, I know you want to do that, but there's a better way to find safety and soothing or whatever.
Robert, I hope you will reach out to Rose at RoseSuite.com. I'm going to go to Saskatchewan, Canada. Listening on Real Presence Radio, Jason in Saskatchewan. Thank you very much for your call, Jason. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hey, Si.
Hi,
Pretty
Jason.
Good job on pronouncing Saskatchewan, too, by the way.
Well, it was spelled phonetically for me by Sarah. She wasn't going to let me fail.
I have to say it's pretty nice. I've listened to you guys for over 10 years. I called in once about 10 years ago, and you guys really helped me out. So pretty cool to be back in the air with you. So. My question, it's not for me, it's for someone I care deeply about. They are, I guess you could describe them as a fallen away Catholic, were raised in the Catholic Church, received all their sacraments, but fell away, as many have, and then married their husband in a Protestant ceremony. And I was just wondering, is that marriage valid, or what obligations would they have in that situation to improve that situation?
Jason, let me ask you a question. If she fell away from the church and left the church and left the teachings of her childhood and rejected that and did not get married in the Catholic manner, as all Catholics are required to do, and did it her way, do you think that is a valid marriage?
Well, the caveat to that is, while I say she was raised in the faith, I mean in the modern sense of she went to a Catholic school that was supposed to teach her the faith, but they didn't.
Yeah. So, I gotta take a break, Jason. I'm sorry. The music just started, and
well,
I got
no choice
about it.
Let's come back to this.
Hang on a quick second, Jason. We will be right back with more with Jason in Saskatchewan and Rose here in San Diego after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
The recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade was a monumental victory for the pro-life movement. But the fight is far from over. With our new booklet, Why We're Pro-Life, we have produced the perfect tool to prepare you to have peaceful and convincing conversations to shed light on the truth about human life from conception to natural death. Catholic Answers is printing millions of copies of this booklet, and we plan simply to give them away. You can help us in two ways. First, by generously supporting this project. 25 cents prints one book. $2,500 prints 10,000, and so on. Second, by helping us distribute the booklet through your parish, your school, or the pro-life ministry you work with. Catholic Answers is going to blanket the country with Why We're Pro-Life, but only if you step up and help us. Thank you so much. For more information, visit whyweareprolife.com.
Here's a question. Is it really possible to be friends with someone who died 2,000 years ago? Maybe the problem is that we've grown way too comfortable with the story of Jesus. Nice man, right? Taught us to love one another, said not to judge people. We celebrate his birthday every year. It's time to put away this small, safe version of Jesus, says Cy Kellett. Nobody that bland could have transformed the world. In A Teacher of Strange Things, Cy presents Jesus Christ undiluted by sentiment, with all his radical words and deeds uncensored. Do you know someone, your son or daughter perhaps, or maybe your mom or dad, who needs the friendship of Jesus Christ? Do you? Order your copy of A Teacher of Strange Things by visiting shop.catholic.com today or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Matt Swaim here. Monday on the Sunrise Morning Show, we'll celebrate the feast of St. Daniel Comboni, founder of the Comboni Missionaries. Plus news, weather, sports, and more. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. All the lines full at the moment, so lots of folks to talk to about, and which is good. I'm glad, because this is an important topic to talk about, marriage prep. And the theme of our show is do-it-yourself marriage prep, that there are things that we need to do to prepare for marriage. And Jason in Saskatchewan, Canada, called with a question, for not for himself, but for someone else. She was kind of nominally raised Catholic, then got married in a Protestant ceremony. What's the status of her marriage? And you were in the midst of a conversation.
And Jason, you also indicated that she was kind of nominally Catholic and didn't really go very deep. Well, even though you don't agree with mom and dad's curfew or mom and dad's rules, you're part of the family and you must live by the family rules, whether you agree with them, understand them, or hate them. So it's the same thing with the Catholic Church. Our baptism requires us to marry in the Catholic manner for our own good and everybody's good, and we just don't like it and run off somewhere else, then that automatically, her consent is invalid. And so her civil marriage right now is it's a valid civil marriage, I presume, but it's an invalid marriage bond in the eyes of the church. And technically, she is in the state of adultery, because she does not have a valid marriage bond. So the remedy for that is somebody to come listen to her and love her and invite her to the fullness of truth, which would be go get your prior marriage. Let's see if there were grounds for annulment, and we can have the church declare that as a null and void situation, and then have your current marriage raised to the level of a sacrament by convalidation. And in between that time, you do not live as husband and wife and receive the fullness of the sacraments. So that's a short order of a very complex situation. Does that help, Jason?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for that clarity. And just thank you guys again at Catholic Answers for doing everything you do.
Thank you, Jason. That's really nice. I appreciate that. It never hurts to have somebody say nice things to you.
No, Catholic Answers is wonderful. You guys saved me, too, back in the day when it was Carl Keating. I mean, it was just, I was hungry, and there it was.
I know. I've had, I still have that experience of Catholic media where it'll break through something that I needed broken through. Yeah, all the time. Francis in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, listening to EWTN on channel 130, Sirius XM satellite radio. We're glad you're here, Francis. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hey, thanks. Hi, Rose. I've actually never listened to your show before, but I had the opportunity to tune in, and it was an interesting topic.
Oh, well,
hi,
we're
Francis.
Glad you're here, Francis.
Yay.
My wife and I got married 2 years ago in the Catholic Church. We went through marriage prep. She's 18 years older than I am, has had 4 kids, and had her tubes tied. And I remember there being a little bit of contention there before getting married. And slowly over time, like, we were together before I reverted to my faith. And now, even in our relationship, I'm slowly growing more and more in my faith. And she's not Catholic. But anyways, what am I saying? So the more I learn now about marriage, full, faithful, fruitful, you know, like, it's like that fruitfulness it's almost like we're totally canceling it out by her having her tubes tied. And I'm just wondering, like, did I slip through the cracks? Like, was that sinful? Was there, like, is there a remedy for this? Can we be fruitful in other ways? Like, what's...
Wonderful, Francis. That's very clear question.
Beautiful question. No, you can't be fruitful in having your own children, but you mentioned she has 4 children from a prior relationship, and you certainly can be fruitful in your love and your bonding with those children and other people's children and relatives. Fruitfulness, remember that by nature, some people can never be fruitful by having biological children. There's some physical impediment. So it's not a mandate. It's the fruitfulness is that you are first open and receptive naturally and are not barring that or blocking that artificially or intentionally to block out life for some selfish reason. So, yes, you can be fruitful in lots of ways, you know, and you also asked about sin. I want to address that too. This is hard for you, I know. Here we are, people who, I just love this topic. God always will draw us more deeply into intimacy with him as the older we get. And so if our spouse is also not in a relationship with him, there's going to be created this big distance between us and our spouse as we move closer to our Lord. And that's a cross to bear and a sorrow. It doesn't mean it has to be the end of the marriage, but it means you need to look at it, be honest about it, and put it in its proper order. It's a cross to be borne, but you can still be loving and still have a good marriage. Bear that cross, pray for her, sacrifice for her, love her the best that you can, frequent the sacraments, and mourn the loss of the things that you would have liked to have had with her. Go through the proper grieving process and offer that to our Lord.
Francis, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you. I really like that, what you had to say.
Well, I'm glad you caught our show today. I hope we'll get to talk again. I'm going to keep moving, however, and so I have to say excuse me because every line stays full. I can't.
Francis, we're praying for you, too.
Yeah, praise God. Thanks, Francis. And you can always find Rose at rosesuite.com. I'm going to go to Betty in Iowa listening on Catholic Radio, KFHC. Glad to have you here, Betty. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Thank you. Our parents' will, they stated that their money would go to their children, and if the child died, it would go to the grandchildren. Well, our parents have now passed, and when we got that money, we invested it, but I invested it equally between my husband and my children. Is that wrong in a marriage?
Okay, wait, Betty, let me clarify that. So your parents willed you some money. It went to you, legally to you, right?
Yes.
And only to you.
On their passing.
Okay, and only...
If I had passed before they passed, it would have gone directly to the grandchildren.
Okay, to your children.
Right.
Okay, so here's where there's no problem there at all, but where it would come is that once you receive that money in the marriage, if you treated it as separate and didn't let your husband even know about it or have any say about it or be involved with that gift, then you are now cutting yourself off and creating division and separation. It's actually a form of divorce within the marriage, and that could be sinful. But it doesn't sound like you did that. It just sounds like the two of you talked about it, and you decided to split it up the way that you both agreed, and you're good.
Yes, we did go to the financial advisor or a financial person together and
good.
Did it.
Good.
I just felt it wasn't my money to start with. I felt I was honoring my parents' wishes, except I included my husband, so...
Much as you were honoring your parents' wishes, they left the money to you, and you were free to include your husband.
And I would say obliged to not look at it or consider it separately, like I have control over this and you don't. The minute you have that in a marriage, it's a slippery slope.
But Betty sounds just the opposite of that.
I know,
Betty, you did so good.
She's
so generous to everyone.
So let's give Betty an A. Betty, you did good.
Okay, Betty?
Thank you. And God bless you, too.
You too. Thank you. I don't know. I feel like we kept talking. We could have got a little of the money for ourselves.
Really?
I'm not sure, but I feel like...
I like the way you think, Cy Kelly.
Betty was awful nice. Anonymous right here. Do I have time? No. I'll tell you what, Anonymous. I'm sorry. Hang on a quick second. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Do-It-Yourself Marriage Prep with Rose Sweet on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. And you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Divine Intimacy Radio.
The greatest joy in my life is helping others to come to know Christ more fully. And there's no better light on this path, the path to deep union with God, than the wisdom of the saints. Talking about this daily on EWTN Radio is one of the great joys of my life.
Divine Intimacy Radio, Sunday, 6:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Rose Sweet is our guest. We're talking about marriage, and there are lots of calls on the line, so I'm going to just keep going to folks. Up next is Anonymous, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Anonymous, go ahead with your question for Rose.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Very well. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Well, first, I just want to say that I love the show. I'm trying to watch it every day during the week. So thank you so much for everything that you all are doing. I have learned so much about the Catholic faith. Rose, thank you for being in the show today.
Thank you.
So I have a question, and if any advice that you can provide, I would really appreciate it if you are allowed to. So my question is, I'm going to tell you the question and then the A scenario. I want to know if in this case that I'm going to present to you, my wife didn't really put in practice being faithful to the marriage. So before I married my wife, I'm Catholic, and my wife never been Catholic. She was a part of the JW, and since she was, you know, during childhood. When we met, I was not aware, and then I found out a few months later, and I kind of told her that I can marry somebody that practiced that cult because I was Catholic. So she decided we, you know, make an arrangement that she would not go back to that cult, and then we marry, not through the Catholic Church. So we had a family, we have kids, and, you know, we have all together. And then almost like 2 years ago, she decided to go back to the cult, to the Jehovah's Witness religion. So at this time, right now, I won't be able to marry through the Catholic Church. And then also, I'm unable to receive the body and blood of our Lord on Sunday, as you know. So, and I'm really struggling right now to keep my marriage. It's been very difficult times, especially because we have kids. And we even baptized my kids through the Catholic Church, but I had to stop in order for her to prevent putting my kids into that religion. So this is the case scenario. So I really appreciate any thought that you have about this.
Okay, thank you for this. Remember, it's never my thoughts. It's what the church teaches, and that's what I love. We can bank on that. First of all, if you were a baptized Catholic and you married anybody outside the Catholic Church, you're not in a valid marriage.
Yes, correct.
Okay, you and your wife may marry validly in the Catholic Church. She does not have to become Catholic, but you will get permission from your bishop to marry a non-Catholic woman in the Catholic Church, and you can have your marriage convalidated. That's not an issue. But I think it sounds like the deeper issue is you mentioned that there was infidelity and she's tied to a cult and you've had problems. And I know you have children, but let's leave that as a separate thing for now. I think it sounds like the two of you need some good, solid marriage counseling to figure out what's going on with your marriage. In the meantime, if you will share with her that you would like to receive the sacraments and come back to your faith, then you make a good confession, you go back to the Holy Eucharist, and you live as brother and sister. And just tell her you're not rejecting her as a person, but you are saving the gift of sexual intimacy for when you are validly married together. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Thank
get
you so much,
get counseling, go to confession, live as brother and sister, and work to convalidation if that's the case.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Rose.
God bless
it.
You.
Thank you for your
praying
help.
For
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous, very much. We're going to go down to St. Croix is how I say it, but that's probably not the right way to say it. Sent out on the Virgin Islands. This is Catholic Media right here. Remy's listening to Iowa Talk Radio in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. Remy, we're glad you're here. go ahead with your question.
Hi. Well, okay. So back in 2011, I met I was baptized and I did my first communion, but I was in a very non-practicing Catholic family. And in 2011, I met a girl. We got married. I was her third marriage. 12 months later, we got divorced. I was non-practicing. I was out in the world. In 2018, I was evangelized into an evangelical group. I went on missions for 2 years, came back, and then came back to the church a year ago, and I've been faithfully going.
Praise
now,
God.
Yeah, amen. So now I'm living in St. Croix, and I'm single, and I'm like, was my marriage valid? We got married in football jerseys on 12-12-12 because we thought it was cool in front of a judge.
Okay, God bless you, Remy. So here's your standing in the Catholic Church. You're a beloved member of the Catholic family and always have been since your baptism as an infant. What you did is called an attempted marriage, and it was invalid because you did not get married in the Catholic manner. But what you have to do is go to your local parish and / tribunal and get that marriage, convalidated, annulled through the lack of form process. It's a documentary process. You just show your baptism certificate and your marriage and your civil divorce, and they will do it. It's a paperwork thing. It takes about 2 weeks in my local diocese, maybe a month other places. It's very short. And then you will be a single man.
Free to marry.
Free to marry.
Well, and but here's my question. Six months ago, I was living in Jackson, Mississippi. Like I said, the Lord's been taking me everywhere. And that's when I went and sat down with my local parish priest who helped me come back to the church. And when I shared, I'm Mexican American. He was a priest from Mexico. When I shared that with him, he was like, "Oh, you were never married."
Yeah, he's right.
Okay. Remember, just because somebody, and God, I'm going to say this so carefully, I love priests, but just because somebody wears a Roman collar, it doesn't mean they always have the proper understanding or the correct answer. And this is what I love in today's world. You can get the right answer at Catholic Answers and in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and more places. No, you were never married, but you, as a protection to you, the dignity of her, the sanctity of marriage, and for the good of the community, you need to go address that with your tribunal and make it of proper order.
Sounds great. Now, what would her involvement be? Because I don't even
none,
I know
none,
she's been
none.
Remarried twice more, but
no.
I don't know where she is.
No, don't worry about it. This is you. By the fact you were Catholic and married outside the church, it's automatic null and void, and it's called a documentary process. It's just paperwork.
Okay, Remy?
God bless you guys. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to Father Louis on tomorrow.
Take the high path, man.
I'm sorry you're stuck in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. Sorry about that. But I guess we, you know.
Hey, we're in San Diego.
I know. I guess I shouldn't talk that way. Tanya.
Tanya.
Listening in.
Canada.
Listening. It's Tanya.
That's what
listening
it says,
in
the
New
first
Brunswick,
in Canada.
Canada, listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Who got it right, Tanya or Tanya?
You got it right. I'm reading
Tanya,
the notes.
But I get Tanya all the time. All the time I get Tanya, so it doesn't matter.
Don't worry, I'm not going to gloat
Make
much.
It, put two A's in there.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tanya.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 47. I was born and raised Catholic. I was married for 19 years and married Catholic, and my husband had an affair. We shared three kids. I talked to my local priest what to do. He told me that I had to get a divorce and an annulment, and I got the divorce in 2017. I've been with my fiance for 13 years, and he has a daughter, and I have three, so we have girl kids together, but none, just him and I together. He's a Baptist. He's saying I don't need an annulment, mainly it's going to cost $1,000. So he's saying that I can just get married Baptist, and I don't want to go against God or the Word, or I was born and raised Catholic. So I don't know what am I even allowed to marry a Baptist?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay, good. This is good. First of all, an annulment doesn't cost $1,000. If you show hardship to your local most tribunals don't charge anything. And if they do have a little fee, you just show hardship and let's get that money off the table. That's not the real, and I don't think that's the real issue anyway. Second of all, anybody who's been validly baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with water, with the intentions of the church, is validly baptized and therefore can receive the sacrament of baptism and also enter into a sacramental marriage. So we believe that Baptists who have a valid baptism, according to the Catholic Church, there are brothers and sisters, he has a valid baptism, and he has the capacity to enter into a valid marriage and even a sacramental marriage if the other person also has a valid baptism. Let's go put that aside and go back to you. You're Catholic.
Okay.
You got to get married in the Catholic Church, period.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Otherwise, you attempt marriage only, and you bring a lot of issues and problems to the situation. So he needs to get... You need to get an annulment, and
okay. So the priest that I talked to that was in my new neighborhood that I'm living in, he's the one that told me that it can be done in St. John, New Brunswick, but it's going to cost $1,000. So,
no.
I guess I should have Googled it or talked to the priest in Fredericton.
You know what?
Call the diocese. You can call the diocesan office.
Tanya, and if you have any problem, this is one of my areas of expertise. I wrote a book on annulments. So you email me or text me or call me, and I will help you in any way I can.
Okay,
but
good.
I love, here's what, wait, don't go against the Catholic Church and your upbringing, and go ask God for the graces to go deeper into the understanding of the beauty of our faith.
So he can, like, does he have to change over to become a Catholic in order to?
No. When we said this earlier, you may marry almost anybody with the bishop's permission. If you marry an unbaptized person, you definitely have to get the bishop's permission, and your parish will take care of that. You can marry him in the Catholic Church. Now, let me ask you another question.
So he doesn't have to change.
He does not have to change.
Tanya, okay. Just so you know, I when my wife and I got married, she was not baptized. It was a valid marriage.
Okay.
It became a sacramental marriage when she was baptized. You just have to have permission of the bishop.
Now, let me ask you another question. Okay. Has he been married before?
Yes.
Ta-da! Okay, the Catholic Church. That's right. The Catholic Church will recognize that marriage vow as valid until proved otherwise. So
he would need, like, a copy of his divorce, too?
He would need to go, and I'd have to find out, unless, if he married his prior marriage, if she was a Catholic, that could be a quick and easy dissolution, okay? But if she wasn't, then you have to go, he's going to have to go through the long form. And he'll probably hit the roof when he hears that, because everybody does because they don't understand. But let me help you if I can. I love to help people in these sticky situations.
Yes, because his father keeps saying, when are you guys going to get married and stop living in sin? And I feel so bad. And we've been together for so long, and we just got to do it. We've just been, you know, raising our kids, and now they're slowly leaving the house. And
yeah. Okay, Tanya,
I want to get it done right.
Okay, let's get you guys fixed up. You please, please reach out to me after the show, rose@rosesuite.com.
Okay, Tanya?
Okay.
Yes, God bless you, because there's many, many people in the church who just want to help you with this, and to be settled and not to be upset or lacking peace. So I hope you will. rose@rosesuite.com. I got to try to get Lois on in Texas, listening on 88.5 KBMD. Lois, you're going to have to be quick if you want an answer from Rose.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. My husband died a little over 2.5 years after a 30-plus year marriage, but he also suffered 18 years of that with the different stages of Alzheimer's.
Mm. I'm sorry.
Actually,
Lois.
Rose, I had the pleasure of talking to you when you were on with Stand Tall.
Hi, Lois.
So I'm not expecting you to remember. Anyhow, I have dipped my toe into dating, started out with Catholic Match. Unfortunately, hasn't gone well, but so I switched over to Match. You know, gone back and forth. I'm like 2-3 months into this, but I actually, like, there's somebody interested, and I have absolutely froze. I mean, they just asked the question, like, what good restaurants are there? And I'm like, I can't respond.
Rose, you only got 45 seconds,
okay.
So you better get
okay,
give
Lois,
some.
Since we've talked before, please reach out to me. I can't give you all the advice in 45 seconds. But first of all, just take a deep breath and calm down and remember that God is with you in everything, and you can get help through this. And, you know, don't stress out about it. I will help you.
Okay. Is that all right, Lois?
All right.
Very good. I can't imagine freezing up after 30 years of marriage and 2.5. I'm just kidding,
no,
Rose.
No. I know. It's like you
you're
go.
Looking at
blah, 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 blah.
I know.
It is. It's a shock.
Yeah. Rose, thanks for doing this with us.
This is wonderful.
I mean,
I'm
sorry that there are folks still left on the line, but it's obvious that this show is needed because of the number of calls. But you can find out more about Rose at rosesuite.com. Rosesuite.com. That's her real name. There's lots of good stuff there.
Thank you, Si.
You'll come back again, right?
I would love to.
I didn't know you were cheating on us with other radio programs. I had no idea that you were
doing
that.
It's not infidelity.
Feels a little hurtful.
Free, full, faithful, fruitful love.
Feels a little hurtful. I don't know. I don't know how to make sense of this, but right now I'm a little hurt. Can't even look at you, Rose.
Oh, here we go
Jimmy
again.
Jimmy Akin coming up. We're going to finish the week with weird questions for Jimmy Akin. You're a good one, Rose. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Si.
Right back with Jimmy.